subject, get him to stop. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 40-something divorced woman. As a teen in the 80s, a neighborhood boy expressed an interest in me. At that time, I found out that he had a baby on the way by another neighborhood girl. I later ignored his efforts to get my attention since my parents were strict and did not approve of me being involved with him because of the teen pregnancy. Later, I went to college, graduated, and then got married, and he had several more children and is currently married. I've been divorced for about 10 years now, and I still see him whenever I visit my parents. I have explained to him that I have no interest in him since he is married. I don't want to be the reason for any misunderstandings in his marriage since I experienced the same thing from my ex-husband's infidelity that led to my divorce. He has tried numerous times to get my phone number, tried to find out where I live, and has gone to great lengths to make it known that he has an interest in me by talking with some of our childhood friends. His mother even says that one day we will be together. I am not interested in his baggage, nor do I want to be another notch in his belt. How can I make him fully understand that I am not interested, clearly because he is married with kids? I don't want to be involved in this web of confusion.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
Well, you know what? This may be the easiest answer we've ever given to a writer of the Strawberry Letter. I mean, it's very simple. You say that you see him whenever you visit your parents, right? Well, isn't it obvious to you that if you want him to stop, you need to stop? Yes, I mean, stop seeing him. How simple is that? Because as long as you're going over there, seeing him every time, explaining to him, talking about what you don't want, entertaining what his mother said about you guys being together one day. I mean, come on, go see your mom and dad, have a nice visit with them, and go back home. That's what you're supposed to do if you're not interested, right? Or are you interested? Huh? Why are you calling him? How does he even know you're at your mom's house?
Hello.
Who knows? Who lets him know that you're over there? None of this can happen unless he finds out through you. You get the word out somehow. So if you're not interested in him, stop talking to him. Or otherwise, he's going to feel like he has a chance and he's going to keep trying to see you. So stop it if that's really what you want. Steve?
This whole letter is just a lie.
Oh, wow, you scared me.
Oh, you scared me.
This whole letter. Whole. W-H-O-L-E.
We got it. Thank you.
This whole letter is a damn lie.
Yeah.
Here's a woman who wants our consent to start seeing this man by divulging to us selected pieces of information that would make us think maybe God wants this to be. See, that's what it is, because you done messed around, got yourself divorced. Now you think you're desperate. Now you're looking back at his old ass. In the 80s.
Come on, Steve.
Talking about somebody you was kicking with in the 80s? 80s? 2012. 52 years ago, it was 1980.
Yeah.
The hell are you talking about?
I'm with you when you're right. Yeah, craziness.
Excuse me. In 1980, let me help you understand something. You was 8. See, that's why I know this letter is a damn lie. This the numbers don't add up. You was 8 in 1980. But you say you was a teenager, so let's move it up. 88, 18. But you're living at home with your mama. You 40 now.
Wow.
He don't even look like he did when he was 18. And doggone it, you don't either.
Trust me, you don't.
Promise you don't. I ain't saying nothing wrong with you, but you're different. What has he done to you to make you think he the one?
Yeah.
He done had a baby while y'all was babies. He done gotten married, had 3 more damn babies. He got a wife now, currently married. You the one that got the divorce for 10 years now, and you see him whenever I visit my parents. How he still stay across the damn street from your mama? What kind of loser-ass man is this that still stay on the same damn street from the 80s that your mama stay on. So when you go back home, you see his ass on the same street.
Right. You got a point. Yeah.
This loser ass man. How the hell? Dog, he ain't got to know you that he look out the window.
Yeah.
Stay with his mama.
With all his wife and kids.
Him, the wife, and the kids stay with his mama. That's how you heard his mama say, y'all gonna be together one time. Cause she want his ass out.
Any way she can get it, huh?
I have explained to him that I have no interest in him since he is married.
Since.
That's the only reason you ain't got no interest in him, because he married. But you still interested in him anyway.
Yes,
you just trying to figure out, is he gonna get a divorce? I don't want to be the reason of any misunderstanding in his marriage, since I experienced the same thing from my ex-husband's infidelity that led to my divorce. And you finna cause another one. He's tried numerous times to get my phone number, tried to find out where I live, and has gone to great lengths. Quit going over your mama's house.
Yes.
That'll stop this whole thing. If he don't have your phone number and he can't find out where you live, how many times you go over your mama's house?
That's what I was going to ask you to
And how he
out,
over
Steve.
There every time you go to your mama's house?
Well, maybe once a week, though, dog. Maybe.
Then he has to stay across the street.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.